Our next two friend testeds are both stand-up comedians. Cameron Esposito hosts the podcast Query, and Beth Stelling's special Girl Daddy is on HBO Max right now. Welcome to Ask Me Another. Hello.
Hey.
Hi.
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 How's it going, Beth?
I fell off my bike really hard yesterday, and it hurts to breathe.
Are you serious? What happened?
Really?
What happened?
You can't really see. I just think it's going to be a huge goose egg. I iced it all last night.
Oh, that's terrible.
I hit so hard.
With your noggin?
I hit, like, my shoulder. But I just remember, like, and then I don't really remember is the issue.
Did you hit something or did you just?
I think it was, like, going up a curb. Anyway.
This sounds terrifying. Do you want to maybe get a doctor?
No. Cameron's my doctor.
Okay, good.
I've been listening and I don't feel worried.
Yeah, you're okay.
I feel fine. Yeah, right.
Do you know what's going to make you feel a lot better is playing some trivia games on an NPR show.
I think
show.
You're right.
Let's do it.
Yeah, I would love to.
Let's heal Beth.
Yeah, this show's going to heal me.
So are you guys ready for a couple trivia games?
Yes.
Jonathan and I will pretend to be news anchors reporting on bizarre scenarios from movies as if they were actual news events.
Yep.
You just have to guess the name of the movie.
Okay. I'm ready.
All right, here we go. Cameron, I'm going to start with you. A day that began with optimism and whimsy took a tragic turn, with 4 out of 5 children leaving a candy manufacturing tour maimed, traumatized, or covered in chocolate. One golden ticket winner told us she had to be turned into a giant blueberry. Sources familiar with the story said she had to be juiced by factory's orange singing employees.
Yeah, I think you're speaking of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Yes.
The prequel to Charlie and the Great Glass Elevator, as it's best known.
Yes. I have never watched any of these because I began watching, I guess, the original when I was a child. I found it too scary.
It and was scary.
It
was
scary.
I couldn't handle it. The dark was terrifying.
Yeah, right? And then I thought I'd revisit it like last year, I think. And within 5 minutes, I was like, no, this is exactly, it's exactly wow. as
it would be
I
like
remembered.
If the first thing you showed your kids of your hero, Robin Williams, was that 1 hour photo. Do you know what I mean? Like,
photos, yeah.
It's like Gene, what's his name, is supposed to be like
Gene
the
Wilder,
most
that's...
iconic comedian of his time. And then he's like, welcome to our world.
So yeah. frightening.
Yeah.
All right, Beth, this one is for you.
Ready?
At the highest levels of the monarchy, there appears to be no path to compromise on the issue of eternal winter. Still, Princess Anna spoke on the record, saying she hoped the Queen would learn to, quote, let it go.
Adele Nazim, starring in Frozen.
Correct.
Yes. Sad. Sad tale. Sad tale. Also, my child of a 5-year-old, he watched the first 4 minutes of that, which are frightening, by the way, and he said, no. I don't
so
like
no,
this.
Thank you.
Yeah, wait, they so, are or they aren't frightening?
Well, parents get lost at sea. Is that what happens?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay.
It's the setup is it's terrifying.
You're right. I mean, a lot of these Disney things are basically like, but and then what if your parents were gone and never came back? You'd only have us, Disney.
All right, Cameron.
Uh-oh.
The nation let out a collective sigh of relief today as astronaut Dr. Ryan Stone safely returned to Earth after a harrowing accident during maintenance of the Hubble Space Telescope. A NASA spokesperson described her journey as, quote, seemingly impossible from a scientific perspective.
I believe we're talking about Gravity, prequel to The Martian.
That's correct. Yeah, exactly. Right. Where we find out that space underwear is boy shorts. That's what I took away from the entire movie.
I was with, here's the thing. I was with it the whole time. And I'm not against seeing Sandra in underwear. But I was like, really, guys? You're just sitting, you're like, here's a great movie. Are you guys bored? You know, like, it's just like.
Wait, I don't remember. Why did she have to get
there was no reason for it.
Oh, this is. But it's really important to acknowledge here the cinematic history behind putting a woman in her underwear in space at a time that it is not helpful or necessary to the story.
Yeah.
And here's perhaps the root of that entire cinematic trope mm-hmm. is the end of the movie Alien,
yes.
where Sigourney Weaver is about to go in the pod and take a long snooze, but then gets down to what are the closest underwear to a thong that you could wear besides
Very
it being
small
a thong.
Underwear.
And a crop top, and then that's when the alien comes back. And so for some reason, before it's shoved out the airlock, she's fighting it in her all the way nudies.
And I think there's like some famous Carrie Fisher conversation of when she first got cast as Princess Leia in Star Wars that she was told that in space there are no bras.
Oh, sure.
Right, but then because she wears that
there's
metal.
No gravity, so that's next
movie.
All right, Beth, here is a question for you. Or rather, here is a fake newscast for you. New information today on the monsters terrorizing the planet. Reports indicate that they are blind with incredibly sensitive hearing. In fact, it is probably not a good idea for me to be loudly reading this report, and I should switch to print journalism. Oh, looks like someone's here.
Oh my gosh. I think I've seen this movie, Olivia or something, Wild or no, hold on. It's the guy.
You're on the way. You're
okay.
on the way.
There's
you're
a house.
On the way. I get where you're going and you're on the way.
Uh-huh.
Okay, thank you.
There's a house.
There's
yeah.
a house and it's uh-huh. supposed to be quiet. Don't uh-huh. move a muscle. The quiet house. The silent home. It's a cabin.
So close. You're circling.
The whole cabin's quiet.
The whole cabin's yeah. quiet.
It's called Silent Night.
No. Silent Night. These are all great
okay,
names.
Hold on.
They're
hold
all
on.
Perfect.
Okay. The Quiet Place.
Yes. Yes. A Quiet Place. That is correct.
A Quiet Place.
Wow. Okay. That was you were churning there and you got there. Very impressive.
I don't like scary movies.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I am scared of horror movies, but I am curious and fascinated by them. So I have a method, which is watch the movie on a plane early in the morning with the sound off, listening to something else.
Wow. And you actually find you derive some pleasure out of watching it?
Do you get at least I can participate in the zeitgeist.
Right.
One thing I do, or I guess a tip, like Cameron's, is after Get Out, for example, I used to look up everyone's headshot. Like, they're just a human.
That
you know what I mean?
So funny.
So I just look at their headshot where they're, like, in, like, a boat neck tee, like.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
Fantastic. You guys did great.
Thank you.